Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
This, I think, is the first Sunday when people haven't testified. Okay? When you are still in the presence.
Yes.
Yeah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Yeah. So any testimony?
Yeah, please.
Make them as short as possible. Okay?
Praise God, Church. I thank God for my life and for my work. I thank God for the things that I have passed through with Him. And I thank Him very much. I thank Him for the answer and giving me on Tuesday to my brother and making them too. Glory and honor be to Him.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah. Making 22. Hallelujah. Why are you laughing? Because you can't do 22 anymore. Hallelujah. Any other testimony? Yes. This one came first time. Usually, we are careful to let first time visitor testify. Yeah, but I know something about you. And I know that you're not from the count. You're not from Bonnie, you're not from America, you're not from Kakandi. So, yeah.
Not at all. Thank you, Pastor Moses. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
L-A-G. It's a wonderful blessing to be here to share with you. My name is Edward Paul Mwanga. I love the Lord. I fellowship in Najana Kumbi, Church on the Rock. I am in a sabbatical, and the Lord is moving me. I thank the Lord for this fellowship, this church. I thank the Lord for our friends who we have known for a long time, Dr. Mujimba and his dear wife and family, the Isokes, and our close friends. I thank the Lord for this ministry, and indeed, the Lord has put on my heart a moment to be ministered to. Maybe a few more times, Pastor. So that next time you give me the Kazindar of feeling. But I bless the Lord, and I'm grateful. I'm honestly grateful to the Lord to be with you.
Amen.
Praise God, Church.
Amen.
Yes, I shared this testimony on Thursday, and Joe, I encourage you to share it today so it will minister to someone. On Thursday, I shared that my mom had been going through some treatment in Mulago, and that made the testimony to me was she was done on Thursday. So I could give glory, God the glory. But when she was done, her doctor called me. And as he called me, he was like, oh, mama has finished. This is the medication she'll have. So I thank God for that. But this was his testimony. He told me, in all this, I want you to know that you are very lucky to have your father. He was like, I have never seen this before. In all the years I have done medicine. My dad was there for her every single day. She had to do that treatment for about 2 months. And because it was Mulago, it was first come, first serve. So by 4 a.m., those people clocking the 70th floor would be in Mulago and would leave after midday. But he wanted to tell me that he had seen and he was encouraged. And he said that it has taught him something about marriage. And it reminded me of the testimony that Pastor once gave of that couple who used to see walking and holding hands. And the encouragement was, in our marriages, people are watching. So for this doctor to have called me just to tell me that he was encouraged by how my father was treating my mother, and that he actually told me, I hope your brothers are watching. I hope your husband is watching. So Mr. Omai, I hope you're watching how daddy treats mommy. So that was the testimony. Thank God.
Glory be to God. Wow, that's great. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife can testify how well I treat her.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Yeah. Yeah, but what is I for one have a long way to go. I have to do that, and that is why I don't talk about those areas. Because I have a long way to go. But I'm improving, isn't it? Yeah. Last year was my wife's best year. She told the fellowship that last year was her best year. You know? Yeah, now you wait for what is coming. Hallelujah. You wait for the one. Testimony that is coming.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Yes. Mr. Mwanga, you once again welcome with your family. I saw you on TV some time ago talking about retirement and how to prepare for retirement. The people who are 22, they should start now to prepare for what? For retirement. Hallelujah. Yes. And those who are at the youngish age. Anyway, glory be to God. Any other testimony? Yes. Brian.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For me, but I usually don't testify about money. But yeah, there's a cripple that God put upon my heart to always be giving money monthly. So the last time I gave him, that was last month, the moment I sent the money, the Lord spoke to me and said, but you know, I will multiply that 100 times. So yesterday, apparently I sent him money on 10th, of every month, so I had forgotten. The reminder came and I removed it, and so I realized it was 11th, and I quickly sent him the money because I had it. And I got a call after that, and the truth of the matter is I was given 100 times what I just sent him.
Wow.
Yes, thank you. Pastor, you asked me to continue, but yeah, I was given that money in cash, and it is over 1.5 million shillings.
What? Yes. Glory be to God. So, retirement, the best way to prepare for retirement, maybe it's by what? Yeah. Glory be to God. But don't give all that you have, amen? Please don't. And giving is good. Yeah, but don't give everything of it. And keep some for your eating, for your... Anyway, you understand. Hallelujah. Yes, and on that note, I want to tell you what we're going to talk about. Okay, this was a setup. Okay, he came to testify. Literally, he didn't know that today we are going to talk about excelling in the grace of giving. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Excelling in the grace of giving. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you know that I will come to get you to give so that I can pay for my daughter's school fees. All right? First of all, it is midterm. So school fees is not an issue right now. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about excelling in the grace of giving. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 7. Okay? So Paul writes to the Corinthians and tells them in verse 1, and we're using NIV today, he says that, and now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Okay? These Christians were going through severe trial. Okay, they were being persecuted. Okay, for being Christians. And they were extremely poor. Glory be to God. Okay? But their trials and their deep poverty did not make them feel that they are exempt from giving. Hallelujah. They were so poor, they were suffering, but their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. One of the things this teaches us is that even the poor can give. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Even the poor can do what? Can give. And not that they can give. Even the poor should give. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I have a friend. Yeah. One who comes to mind. Yeah, he's very poor. Okay? Yeah, he's my friend and he's very what? Poor. Okay? But my issue with him, and very soon, maybe in the next 5 years, I will seek him down. Okay? Very soon, in the next one.
Yes.
You know, every time I receive a call from him, I just know it is to ask me for money. Okay? But we are friends. Because after the money talk, we talk about other things and he blesses me. Okay? But, yes, and I don't believe he has never had like a 1,000 to give me. You understand? Yeah, and I think I could be having an issue in heaven right now. Because I know better. I should have told him that. Now, boss, if you learn how to give, probably you get out of that. The poverty that you need. Okay? But have a take good into that one. Have a gather that boldness. We tell him, okay, ask for money. But also, think about giving. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's my friend. We are tight. We are what?
Tight.
We are tight. He's my friend, man. Yeah? And yes, he's my wife. He's a very good person. Very good. But every phone call, okay, it is what? It is money. That's giving for what? Okay? Before we go into other things. But you see now, these guys were deeply poor. Okay, they were not just poor. They were in deep poverty. Okay? You know that saying in Uganda that when Nabavu, Bakuitabavu, can you imagine? Even broke guys are calling you broke. Okay? Anyway, these Corinthians, okay, they realized that even if they were so poor and they were suffering, okay, they realized that that didn't exempt them from being a blessing to others. Glory be to God. Okay? So, their extreme poverty, okay, because of the overflowing joy, yeah, okay, it walled up in rich generosity. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Then verse 3. For I testified that they gave as much as were able. People were deeply poor. Very, very poor. Okay? They gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. So, there was a campaign to give to the poor saints in Jerusalem. Okay? So, churches from everywhere, okay, were told that you see our brothers and sisters, okay, Hamas has attacked them, okay, taking their everything, and we need to give to them. Okay? So, these Corinthians, the Bible says that they pleaded with us. They pleaded that we also want to give. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? They're like, we don't see our what? Bambanga, Oka, Stanley. Now we say, please, we also want to give. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? I'm yet to find a group of Ugandans, poor chaps, who also believe that, like, you know, you guys, you know, this is not only for the rich, we also have something to give. Okay? But on the contrary, most Christians, you know, in Uganda, the poor, okay, they, when they look at someone who's rich, they see their money in those people. Okay? They see their money. Okay? They say, well, anyway, the Corinthians are not like that. They pleaded. You understand? They pleaded that we also want to give. And verse 5 says that, and they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? That is verse what?
5.
We have finished verse 5. Okay, then verse 6 says, so we urge Titus that just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. Okay? Because the Corinthians had promised also. Okay? So Paul is like, Titus, okay, go and get these guys ready to give as they had what? As they had earlier promised. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 7. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Glory be to God. Remember, we're talking about excelling in the grace of giving, and that phrase, I got it from there. Glory be to God. Okay? For LAT, as you excel in dreams, okay? Mujimba and family. Okay? Brian, as you excel in worship, Esther, praise and worship, as you excel in everything, in anything, you're good at. Okay? God wants to remind you, God wants to remind us that we should also excel in the grace of giving. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Excel in the grace of giving. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Whether you are rich like my wife, okay, or you're poor like who? Okay, or you're poor like the Corinthians, okay, you should still excel in the grace of giving. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay, in your own families, okay, when there's an intro, when there is whatever, okay, and you're supposed to give towards that, okay, don't leave it only to the what? To your rich brother, your rich sister, your rich auntie, the Bible that said. Okay, you are like boss, you know. Hallelujah. If you realize that they are sidelining you because they think your excuse band be turning down, please form a WhatsApp group of all your other poor relatives and tell them, you guys, they will have to protest. This rich man has got what has to give. Hallelujah. They fight for your rights. Glory be to God.
Amen.
It is your right to what?
Amen.
To give. And by the way, I'm very serious. It is your right to what?
To give.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
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 It is your right to give. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Excel in the grace of giving. Okay? You guys in NIT, you know all these things. Eh? But for some reason, God wants to remind us that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever I'm going to say, you guys have heard this countless times. You know these things. Okay? But God wants us to talk about that. And he has confirmed it by Brian's testimony.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Excelling in the grace of giving. Don't just be a giver. Hallelujah. In fact, if you don't excel in the grace of giving, heaven doesn't consider you as a giver. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright? Like if you're in high school and you play soccer on Friday after school and that's it. Then you wait for another Friday. They can call you a footballer. Do you understand? Eh? Okay, in Smart, we had we all boys, almost all boys, used to play football. So now there was football for the pros. Okay, now that was the school team class. Okay? Then now other guys, they formed something called survival. Okay? So they also used to, we had many beaches. Okay? So as the football team was doing its thing, for us to play what? Survival soccer. It was for everybody. Glory be to God. But the Sam Mwango is very good. Okay? Used to play number 5, wasn't it? Eh? Number 2. Glory be to God. The man wants to check his manager. Okay? His dream manager. He's called what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But what did I talk about? Excel. If you don't excel in giving, heaven doesn't consider as a giver. Okay? A giver is someone who practices giving. Yeah. Giving is their thing. Glory be to God. Even when they look at a rich man, okay, they somehow see an opportunity to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They somehow see, when they go out with a rich man for lunch, they somehow say that, can't I pray for this guy? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, that's how I operate. A rich man, as in, why should he pay for me lunch when I have the money to pay for him? You understand? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So, excel in the grace of forgiving. Okay, now, every instruction that God gives you, okay, there is always a reward for those who obey that instruction. Glory be to God. Okay, there's always something good that comes out of it. For example, when God tells you to get saved, okay, but he wants to live with you forever and ever. Glory be to God. So even in giving, okay, when God tells us by his word to excel in the grace of giving, it's because he wants to bless us. Okay? One of the ways he blesses us is also in that area of finances. Glory be to God. But remember, and you know, that giving, okay, brings so many blessings. Glory be to God. Okay? And if I start on that subject, I will not what? Because you know my testimony, how my kids were born. Now, if I start on that, I'm not going to what? Glory be to God. But anyway, when God gives you an instruction, okay, it is not to harm you. It is not to hurt you. It is not to do you evil. It is to bless you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So when the Lord tells you that don't just give, but excel in giving. Okay? It's because there is something good that will come out of it. Okay? One of those things is that he will also bless you, okay, to the measure that you have given. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And this is in the scriptures. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6. Okay? The benefits of giving. When you obey God and you do what he has told you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? In this church, we talk a lot about obedience. Okay? And I cannot now just run over this. Okay? Because it gives me an opportunity to once again emphasize that you people, whatever God tells you to do, please obey.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Obey God. Obey what?
God.
Obey. If you don't obey God, the Bible says it means that you don't love him.
Mm.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
So you cannot say that you love God and yet you you disobey him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It is only cows which will tell you otherwise. But the Bible doesn't say that. Okay? It is Imbonia who will tell you that. By the way, did you watch the video of the young girl? Remember? I checked it out.
Yes.
Okay? The video, this young girl had dreams back in 2018. The same time when we were having those dreams about my former best friend, Mbonyi. Okay? How basically it was just people were dead and it showed that basically all these followers were dead. Okay? And that's what I've always told you. Mbonyi died. Okay? But he was once a prophet of God. To this day, I haven't heard of any prophet like Elvis was. You guys, Elvis was Sarah. Elvis was what?
Sarah.
But I don't know, for some reason, he ate at the oka. And so he died spiritually. And by the way, he can never come out of it. Okay? People have told him, you pray for him, why? But I'm like, what I know, he can't come out of it. Okay? And so the best thing you should do is to pray for the people with him to flee before it is too late. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay, and for your information, Urubega was there first. And according to two dreams, the one from my sister, another from Honest, okay, it is Urubega who killed Umbonyi. How did that happen? Now that's another one. The story. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about what? Please obey God. Okay? Do what?
Obey.
Yeah, how did I get to Mbonyi? I don't remember. Alright, but do what?
Obey
God. So anyway, yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. From verse 6 say that. Remember this. Okay? Remember. Remember, he has told them about excelling in the grace of giving. Then he tells them that, now as you give, please remember this. Whoever sows sparingly, in my opinion, that means that whoever does not excel in the grace of giving, will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously, whoever excels in the grace of giving, will also reap generally. But these are not my words, amen? And I told you already, okay? The school fees of my kids are what? Sorted long time ago. Okay, so, yeah, okay? And by the way, I already avoid this one, this money thing. Eh? Alright? But some, on Thursday, I think it was, when I thought about talking about it, for some reason I felt very excited. I don't know where that excitement came from. I was so happy. I'm going to talk about giving. I feel so happy. And it's not that I was going to come up with a mystery, something big. But it was just the scripture there, but I feel so excited. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And then today I came excited because what I was going to talk about was joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just what he has confirmed me. And then God helped me, you know, he created the presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the way, that worship might not have turned out that way if we had made some rearrangements as in real quick, based on some information I have. Okay? So whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Then he says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves what?
A cheerful giver.
The Bible says God loves everyone. But now he says that a cheerful giver is okay. Okay? Well, anyway, God loves a what? A cheerful giver. Okay? Glory be to God. God loves a cheerful giver. And he, God, is able to bless you abundantly. So that in all things, at all
having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Man, back in the day when I just got in the saved and read this scripture, man, that thing that in all things, at all times, having all that you need. Glory be to God. This is one of the things that got me into this giving thing. Of course, prior to that, like you know, less than a year after I got saved in 1998. Then sometime in 1999, I'm getting out of bed. Okay? Then I hear an audible voice. Now I told you, everything I've told you, you're going to what? World will be like that. Okay? Apart from the Mwanga and this gentleman. Okay? Then I had an audible voice. Okay, and the voice said in English that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. University student, second year, med school. Okay, and I hear that voice. Audible, audible. My roommate had gone to share, so I was alone in the room. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I'll go home, my dad gives me pocket money like 10,000 on Friday. You know those university students, okay? Those one, 22 years and younger, okay? You go home for what? A visit. But you really know what else you can do there. You don't just see what to find out is everyone well. But God, yeah. Glory be to God. Okay, so my dad, yeah. When I was saying that I'm going, he knew what it meant. Okay, so he would give me like 10,000 or 20. Then immediately, I'll take off the tithe. On Friday, on Sunday, I take it to church. Then I'll remember the friends there, okay, in the hall of residence who didn't have a shootout or something like that. Then I'll go to the canteen. Then I buy those books. Quota, quota, you know, just this rich one. We give us kids, don't know anything. There is something more than quota, than spy. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. And so I'll buy those things like five, eh? Then I take each room. Eh? Okay? Because I knew man, eh? God had told me if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you'll never see financial. Right? And so then it's verse here. Okay? That God is able to make all grace abound towards you. That you, okay, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But thank God I'm reading the Bible, so no one can see that, right? This guy wants to ask us to leave all our money here. Please don't leave all your money here. Amen. Yes, and anyway, yes, yeah, so he said, God is able to make all grace abound for you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Okay? Not that you will abound in all riches, you know, eh? Okay, so you will abound in every good work. Meaning that God will give you more, but that more, all of it is not supposed to stop with you. You're supposed to still use it for good, but for generosity. You understand? Eh? Okay? So you gave, and then God gave you more. So that more is not supposed to all be consumed on you. God is like, continue with a good work of generosity. You understand? Hallelujah. And anyway, then verse 9 says, as it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. Okay? The rich man in Psalm 112. Okay, he says that he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right doing. Okay? So this man has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. He has given. Okay? But he still has the means to continue doing right. Okay? Because God blesses him and he continues to also be a blessing. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? Then verse 10 essentially says the same thing. Okay? He said that now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of soup of what?
Seed.
Of seed. Seed for what? For sowing. Because they are saying he who supplies seed to the sower. Okay, seed is for what? For sowing. So he says that that person, that God who supplies seed to the sower, will also supply your increase. Okay? You also supply and increase your store of seed.
Seed.
Seed for what?
So,
for sowing, to continue giving, to continue blessing people.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it will enlarge the harvest of your what?
Righteousness,
right doing. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Please remember, when you have been a blessing and the Lord blesses you, don't consume it all on yourself. Okay? Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay, ladies, don't go and buy more what? More shoes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, more what?
Shoes.
Man, I have a sister back in the day when we used to stay what? Together. She had shoes. Shoes, as in. And the good thing with ladies' shoes is that they are what? Lydia said it. Lydia, the woman has said it. Is that they are cheap. Okay? Hey, so man, because you know, girls will have a shoe for every dress, for every skirt, for every jean, for you know it. Ah, man. And so don't use all your money for shoes. Okay, some of it, give it away. In fact, it is God's desire, it's God's wish that you give it away. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? Usami Soke's wife has gotten me into this flower thing. Okay, buying flowers, plants, trees, you know. My wife is fed up. Okay? Sometimes she's in her right who says that told me, man, you've done a great job. And I think she forgets that I'm supposed to be like, please stop, you know. You've done a great job. Thank you, God, for being a summer landscaper. Yeah, those my friend. Glory be to God. You see, I want your words that anyway, yeah, so these days a lot of my money is going into those things. Hallelujah. But one of these days I'm going to stop. One of these days I'm going to watch. I'm going to call up like yes. The home is beautiful enough now. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hmm? Jesus loves land. So some people are buying flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are buying land. How am I seeing that? The retirement man, right? You said about this land. But you see, those flowers, the beauty of your home can add value to your heart. In fact, right now, a Muslim, if they saw our home, you understand? A Muslim can be like, name the price. You understand? So, yeah. Then for the land, you might take 10 years to find a buyer. You know, land at times doesn't go that fast. Yeah, but anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. Okay? But seriously, okay? Don't spend all your money on me. Okay, don't spend all your money on what?
Mm-hmm.
Parents, don't spend all your money on your children.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You see, what you parents are doing will end up, okay, the good that you're doing in the kingdom of God, okay, will turn out to be a blessing for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? God will one day bless your kids. Why? Because of what the parents did. Okay, now, if you spend all your money on the children, you're not storing up a blessing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But this is very serious. not a joking one. Please, don't spend all your money on your children. Okay? Store for them an inheritance by your giving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I know mothers are just saying amen, but they are not. Mother, God created mother. Mother. Any child grows up without a mother. Man, it's very bad. Very, very, very bad. Very, very what? Bad. Okay? Hallelujah. It's very bad. However, you mothers, please, okay, in collaboration with your husband, okay, please don't spend all your money on your children. You know, if you don't store for them an inheritance in heaven by your generosity, okay, those kids, if you're not careful, will live a rich life while you're with them. Okay? Then the moment you go, or when they are on their own, they will turn out to be broke. Because the parents didn't store up for them something in heaven, a blessing for them. Glory be to God. Those are the kids, you know? Anyway, you understand. Okay, and then, man, do you know how it feels? Eh? I've never been there. Because I grew up, but anyway, I can say broke. But you know how it feels having lived rich when you were growing up, and then you end up broke. Okay? Man, it's horrible. It's painful. So imagine your kids are growing up in flowers, you know. Flowers, trees, you know. Then, man, 10 years down the road, they are in Katanga, looking for a house in Katanga to rent. Do you understand? Though the kids who can get in and get into drugs because of the depression. Okay? Because they're like, man, back in the day, you know it. Now they are, you know it. But one of the reasons could be that the parents didn't store up for themselves the treasure in heaven. Okay? The parents just spent all the money on them. And what you spend on yourself, okay, there are no returns on that. The returns are on only that which you sow, only that which you give. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't misunderstand me. Please, don't give away all the money. You see, God has said that He gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. So some of the money He gives you is bread.
Mm.
Okay? And sometimes it is a lot of bread. You understand? It's not just a slice of bread. Sometimes it is 5 slices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes it's a loaf. You know, I didn't say amen. Sometimes it's a loaf. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Their parents see our what? Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, sometimes it's a loaf. Hallelujah. Yeah. The parent, anyway, glory be to God. Yeah, anyway, you all know them. Okay? Who are paying for a child for school fees? Amen. High school in the US. Okay? And all of these kids are going to tell you how much they spend. Okay? It's not a scholarship. Yet we have Mango SS. Yeah, we have. And in that enemy, you just can't have Kudu, Smart, Kaza. But they decided, okay, for them, God gave them a loaf. Okay? It wasn't a bag of seeds. It wasn't a bag of what? It was bread. You can't show bread. Glory be to God. Okay? And for them, Barry, it was a dream. Okay? But I'm talking about Dennis McGinn, okay? And Christine. Okay? Hallelujah. You see, now one man's disobedience, you see, when I begin to talk about serious things, I end up in the story. One man's disobedience, and they have a dream. Did you have a dream? Wait, see, who had a dream? Yes. Once upon one day I had a dream, and in this dream, yes, I saw the Mjimbas, and then they were wondering whether they should take their daughter or daughters to either Bundo or Gayazi to take them out of homeschooling. Okay? Then in the dream, I told them that they or her should go to Bundo. Okay? Then I shared it with them. Then they are like, man, we've been praying about it before, we were discussing it at home, where we should take Elizabeth. Okay? And so, Umar, and they had those two options, either Gaza or Bundo. So, my dream confirmed to them that Elizabeth was to go to Bundo. So, they went to Bundo, talked to the headmaster who has since passed on, okay? And the guy, anyway, refused. He refused the will of God. Okay? Christine involved her father, the former headmaster of Bundo, to talk to the headmaster of Bundo. The headmaster of Bundo, again, just played around, gave funny excuses. All right? Until a time when God was like, that is done. You see, you're sometimes human, okay? Like, fight against the will of God. Just pray that it is never you. Mm. Glory be to God. But that's my prayer. Mm. Sometimes I'm mad, I hope, man, it is not me who is what? Messing up something that God wants to do. Okay, so God wanted a child to go to King's College. The headmaster, like, you know, and you cannot say, but he needs to know about me. No, no, no. If it is God's will, it means that also God put it in his heart. You understand? You know what he needs to know? No, 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 no. And then, so, that door closes, okay? But very often, when one door closes, God opens a better door. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so, one of those days, Dennis gets a dream. He dreams a school in the U.S. which he had never heard of. Never heard of. Okay? He wakes up, goes on the net, and the school exists. And God is like, yeah, that's what I want you to have. Okay? So, yeah. So one man's disobedience turns out to be a blessing. I believe a greater blessing to Elizabeth. Mm. Okay? Because in so many ways, okay, that school is better than Bundo. Mm. Glory be to God. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Anyway, but, yeah, so now the fees which they pay is a loaf of bread. Mm. And maybe not just a loaf, maybe there are loaves of bread. Loaves of big bread. Okay, that is not for sowing. Now you saw that bread. First of all, it will rot. It will get what? Will spoil. Number two, you have created problems for yourself because that is not seed. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Mm-hmm. But He says that you will be made rich in every way. So that why? So that you can be generous on every occasion.
Mm.
God's emphasis is on generosity. It is on giving. Hallelujah. He says, I will bless you so that you continue to be a blessing. Glory be to God.
Amen.
That is, if you excel in the grace of giving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
That is why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, from chapter 11, from verse 1, it says that, cast your bread upon the waters, for you find it after many days. Give a serving to seven, and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Okay, giving in so many ways is insurance against the bad times that are coming. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Verse 6 says that, in the morning, sow your seed. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. You understand? Okay? Don't stop giving. Okay? If you have an opportunity, don't stop sowing. Alan, say amen. Amen? God, mothers. Mothers, say amen.
Amen.
Mothers. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen? But there's a certain mother here. Anyway, mothers, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And by the way, since it is God who said that he will bless you for your giving, it means that the return is sure. The return is what?
Sure.
The return is sure because God is not a liar. Okay, the return is what?
Sure.
That is why Genesis 8:22 says that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time and harvest, okay? Cold and heat, winter and summer, and they shall not see. See time and harvest. Okay? They shall not what?
See.
It might take long, but it shall come back. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes back, please discern what is seed and what is grain. And then sometimes all that returns is seed. Okay? It's the bad news. Okay? Bad news. Can you imagine God who gives you a harvest and he's like, brother, that's not bread. That is what? That is sin. Okay? Yes, your child has to play table tennis. Okay? You have to go for swimming these days. But this kind of hour, I hope we prepare a harvest from an inheritance in heaven. Because, especially if you have the money, okay, we are getting these kids to live a very rich life. But you know how terrible it will be 10 years later, 20 years later, for that child to be looking for a house but you know where Katanga is? You say again, you grew up rich, you don't know where that place is. Okay? But anyway, you understand, when man things are bad, but then you table, then swimming, then dancing, then a trip to Israel to see where Jesus was so tired that he handed over the cross, right? The exact spot where I am. Most of those people are alive, man. Those guys are just like that. They know I know the exact. It's like, they're not here. They're alive. Okay? And the other way, Jews are just making money from tourists who come to see where they exist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This chap, I told that and I was offended. I was like, no, but I don't know where the evidence is. Okay? Catholics are making money there. But it's good to go to the Holy Land. I want to go to the Holy Land. Okay? But when I go, I'm not joining those what? God, too old now, this is where Jesus, this is where then this is the wall where he laid his hand when he was tired. I'm not joining those ones. No. They're just lies. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So see time and harvest shall what? Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. There is a harvest I'm waiting for. Okay? Sometime last in September, I was praying to God, I need a lot of money. Okay? First of all, you look at the needs at home. Then also realize that you're not giving as much as you used to give, okay, before you move to the new house. Okay? Because back in the day, 2 years ago, we were just in an apartment. Three, one, and the other apartment is small, So the bills, the electricity bills, the water, there was no gathering. Okay? So we're not paying some guy to come and slide, you know it. Now you're in this place and money has to go to those things. Okay? And no, this we're saying now you're in Kira. Very fine. So now the fuel to drive to where it should be. Okay, you know, and the fuel even the cost has gone up. You understand? So man, so you get your goal, I need more money to give me more. Okay? Then so I'm praying to God. You know, those prayers you make when you're worshiping God. Like you're singing, but in your heart you're praying. How that works, I don't know. Okay? So anyway, yeah. Now the following now, we're talking about September, just recently. Then the following day, Joy is talking, gives me a call. Okay? She's like, no, actually, she texts me. She's like, Pastor, I want to see you. Okay? Then I tell her, hey, you see me at around 2, I'll be available. Then she said, okay. Okay? Then an hour later, she calls me. She's like, but can I see you now? Okay? But by that time, I finished everything. I needed what? To do. So I'm like, yeah, cool, yeah, we can meet. And so we meet, we link up, and she tells me that the reason why I need to see you urgently is because last night I had a dream. Okay? I had a dream. Alright? And so she says, in the dream, the state minister for trade, Bahati, okay, was coming to visit you at your home. Okay? And so you guys were preparing. Okay? And then the state also came to help prepare for Bahati's coming. Alright? And then, yeah, we are there to help you, you know? And Dennis wasn't sure whether he was going to come because someone in our school had passed away, and on that same day, yeah, there's going to be a burial. Okay, man, you shouldn't appear in people's dreams when you're watching the party. Okay, so in the dream, Dennis was like, but that's a burial, so I can't be here. Okay, for Bahati's coming to Moses' home. Okay? But then finally Dennis decides to stay. He's like, let me abandon the barrier and stay for Bahati's coming. Okay, so he was there to help also, and at a certain hour, Bahati, when did you know Bahati? You see? Okay, who knows Bahati? Children, you're excused. You see, this is why you don't assume things. Bahati is the state minister for trade and what? Industry and trade. Okay? He was formerly the state minister for finance. Okay? Yeah, so anyway, the dream ended. Okay? Of course, we all knew that the dream was good. Bahati is standing by what? But what does that mean? Okay, what does that what mean? So we decided, so we're like, ah, but you know, recently he was a state minister for finance. So that means finances are coming. But we're like, but why should God use the minister of state? Why not use Kasaida, the minister of finance himself? Which was a guy in that. You see, you have to be honest to your dream interpretation. You're like, but state minister, they're righteous, so are finance. Why not the top guy? So we're like, okay, yeah, it's a good guy, maybe, yeah. Yeah. But then he said, okay, but now he's the state minister for trade. And you see, in trade, there's money. We're like, yeah, finance it. But still, we're like, but why not finance? You know, usually, the interpretation is like, so simple. But when you start to but we're like, okay, whatever it is, that's That's good. Okay? Brother, it's a good thing. Yeah? That is, we can, especially when I remember the prayer I'd made the previous day. You understand? And so, Joanne kneels, she goes. Then, a few hours later, she sends me a message. Okay? And she's like, oh, Pastor, I have just been on Google. Okay? So you see, when she left home, the dream was still, right? She said, I've just been on Google. And I googled the meaning of the name Bahati. And do you know what it means? Okay? Those who know Swahili, I pray it means good fortune. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good fortune. Then I was like, okay, aha, now. That is better by saying that the means of text for you. You understand? So if you see God was just whatever on the name, the meaning of the name. But I was like, okay, this is good. But you see, usually for me, I want to be sure, because I don't want to put words in God's mouth. Alright? So I'm like, okay, Bahati. But I was like, but this guy is a chicken. Huh? What does Bahati mean in Wichika? Because it might not, God might not be speaking Swahili. You know, because the guy is a Wichika, and Wichika gave him the name. Okay? So I was like, Wichika, what does it mean? Okay? Because another way of anyway, because Bahati can be also Bahati, yeah? Like, yeah, for now, you know. Yeah? I was like, it could be that, and then you guys are now another thing, Muri Swahili, making your own things. So, I called someone here who is a chicken. I sent him a text actually to ask him that, what does the name Bahati mean in Wichika? Then the guy said, give me a moment. Okay? Minutes later, he calls me and says that, I've just been talking to my mother. My mother's a chicken. And she has told me that Bahati, that's what then exists in Wichika. It is a Swahili word. Okay, in Wichika, it is a Swahili word meaning good fortune. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I knew now God was telling me that yes, fortune is coming. Good fortune is coming to your home.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Basically, harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It is coming. Okay, and when is it coming? Okay, now I'm asking you. You are not in the dream, but I'm asking. When is it coming? Now, Maria, when is it coming? Very soon. Okay? When is it coming? Always. Okay? Always. Okay? That is it. Very good. When is it coming? Hati. You see? That's how guys preach to me. But Hati. You see? Of the stupid moves of bringing up there and mess them up. When is it coming? Okay? I've already told you when it's coming. Or I've already told you when I believe it is coming. But you thought I was just telling you a story. And it was in a dream. It was in the what?
A dream.
Remember, I told you Bahati was coming the day Dennis was going to bury Osam Chal. So the two things that means that around the time of the death of that child. Yeah. You left, but I told you a dream is from heaven. Okay, so God, I think that like, man, this chap has waited. Maybe I saw him those things in 2012. Eh? Remember? Governor back of Uganda, eh? You remember?
Mm.
I got those dreams. The guy now, I think that he helped him and would give him now eh, the time, you know. Eh? Remember in the dream, someone Dennis North had died. And the burial is happening. And that's the same time, Bahati is coming. Hallelujah. So do you think that's what it means?
Mm.
God is saying, look, you know. By the way, you should principle of preach the gospel to that chapter if you don't say. And whatever business you have with him, please, whatever it will quick. Because the chapter departs when the Munaman is at it. Okay? Do you think that's what it means?
Yes.
You're laughing. Because, but even in the Bible, okay? There is a child who was born. Okay? A child was born. And God was like, the death of that child. When that child passes away, that is when the flood is coming. The flood of Noah. He's like, I've told you guys, just watch that child. Watch that child. Okay? He will grow into a man, but just keep your eyes on him. Okay? His death shall bring the flood. You remember that? Okay? What was the guy's name? Huh? Huh? Okay? But he was Enoch's son. You remember Enoch, who walked with God and was translated? He had the child, by the way. He had tambla tambs in am camera. But he also had what? The family, what? Business. Okay? He had a child called Methuselah. Okay? That guy was also Noah's grandchild. Okay? Actually, that child was Noah's grandfather. Glory be to God. So that I can tell you who he is. He was Musuma Bai. Who was Enoch's son? Okay? Okay? So I'll tell you, like Brian has said. Okay? The name is Methuselah. Or Methuselah. Hallelujah. Okay? And his name means when he dies. Okay, something will come. And in context, God was speaking about the flood. Exactly. His death we shall bring. And in context, the Bible was talking about the flood. Glory be to God. And by the way, like we did years ago, okay, when you line up all those names from Adam, okay, up to Noah, okay, which is basically the gospel of salvation, the meaning of their names. Four messages. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
I remind you.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
But we're talking about the death of some chap. When he dies, Bahati will be in my house. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's start from Adam. Okay? The name Adam means what?
Man.
Adam begot who? Wait a minute. Who was Adam's son? Okay, now don't go fast, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Seth. Okay, and that in Hebrew means appointed. Seth begat who? Okay, let's do this real quick, okay? Seth begat who? Enosh. And it means mortal. Enosh begat Kenan. And Kenan means sorrow. Sorrow begat
Mahalan.
And that means blessed God. Blessed God begat
Jared.
Kushna. You know Kushna?
Mm-hmm.
You know Jared Kushna?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows him? Jared Kushna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let him jump in. Hallelujah. We know Jared to me. Trump is what? Salim God. Jared. Yared means the same. Yared begat Enoch. Enoch means
teaching.
Enoch begat
Methuselah.
Okay? And that's basically death is that what mate. Okay? Mate in Hebrew means death. Okay? And I think that's where we get the word mute. You know mute? To mute like sound. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why I think we get the word motto. Okay? Motto, like immortality, mortality. Okay? There's so many words in English. Yeah? Okay, when you do Hebrew, as I've been doing since like Yes, we learned that there's so many English words. I don't investigate why. And so, Methuselah means just shower, bring. Then Lamech. If you're called Lamech, please don't name your child Lamech, though it is in the Bible. Temba to imagine. Despair. Glory be to God. And then Lamech be God. Noah. Okay, Noah. Okay, means what? Rest. Glory be to God. Okay, now you line up all those, the meaning of those names, and you have man appointed, mortal, sorrow, blessed God, the same teaching, his day shall bring despair and rest. You know that you can make a sensible sentence out of that. Okay? And the sentence is, okay? So we're going to add, they're called what? Conjunctions and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it reads, man is appointed to mortal sorrow, but the blessed God will descend. His death, talking about the death of Jesus, okay, God in the flesh, shall bring the despairing rest. Glory be to God. That is the gospel in Genesis 1, chapter 5. Now, don't say my pastor had it deep. I landed on this thing in around 2014, in the late, and I was blown away. Okay? And now, that encourages you to read the Bible. Because the Bible, which God chose so much, holy munchi, there's something, whether you understand it or not, but there's something in it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? Just in the names of the first, those are how many?
Ten.
The ten. The names of the first whatever in the Bible, you know him, Adam begat Seth. So that lineage, it forms what? The gospel message. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Prophesies the coming of God in the flesh to die for mankind.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I thought I should squeeze that in, okay? As I talk about the child, he around the time of his death, glory to God.
Amen.
Money is coming to the Mosimbozi's home.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The harvest is coming, and that harvest, hallelujah. I'll give some to my wife, all right? I'll give her a loaf, maybe two. Then I'll give some of you also. Okay? But in my best days, by the way, I'll tell you the truth. If you find me somewhere, and I'm there just like I look like I'm despairing, right? Sitting on mood, why you know it? Just know I don't have money to give up. But it's the truth. My God, the time when I'm so like it, it is when I've done it, man, to give. Glory be to God. But again, because of that initial voice, in next school, 1999, if you joyfully obey, glory be to God. That is why even just before our kids were born, when we were just getting married, okay, a dream comes and it tells us, get a child now. If you get a child now, that child will be born in the States. And God is like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to bless your child with American citizenship, which in years to come, I will use for something big. Okay? Then later, God explains to me why he's doing that. Because you have blessed so many children you didn't know. Okay? He says that you have worked for many years, but you have nothing. Nothing. Not even a car, a cheap car, nothing. Why? Because you gave away all the money. So he said that now you bless other people's children, I'm also going to bless yours with something bigger. Okay? So anyway, that happened. It's a long story. And then 2 years later, a second dream comes. Kind of exactly like the first. Okay? And it's like, even the second child, if you get the child now, I'm going to do this. Glory be to God.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. But how did I get to that? Amen? Huh? How did I get to that? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so for me, giving, yeah, you know, I began to work, 500,000. Okay? Because there's been an increment. Okay? Big increment, man. The chaps before us were adding, I think, like 230,000. This was, you remember, Peter? 500 came out. We are rich. 500,000. We are rich. Okay? So I was like, I'm not buying a phone. Okay? We're talking about 2,000. I don't buy a phone. A phone. Buy a phone. Waste money on airtime. Waste money on airtime. Yet all the people I need to get in touch with are around me. Remember? Like, we're all in Munago. Eh? All of things are there. My dad is here in Bukoto. When I want to see him, I just get a taxi from Mulago. So we have food for what? Wasting all that money on airtime instead of giving it away. Ain't doing it. And back in that day, okay, it was not only airtime, but it was also service fee. It used to be 15K? Hey, I was like, no way, no way. Instead of giving away that money to bless someone, then I give it to MTN. No way. I refuse. Okay? I didn't have a bank. I had, anyway, you know this story. I refuse, man. Okay? I had a good job, went for masters, came back, more money, but still nothing. Had nothing. Okay? By the time I began to date Geraldine, I had nothing. I was still in my mother's house. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. Glory to God. Okay? Then her mother says, okay? She said was that man, a guy came to my home. He didn't have a car and he took my daughter. And basically, a poor guy. Okay? But of course, the poor were not calling me poor.
Yeah.
Okay? She said a guy came. So I used to go to their home here in the Minister's Bank, Ovili. Okay? And I was a booty, like, you know, just get to buy a stone or something. And remember, I'm a dog with a master. I was like, envy. Man, for me, God told me, give. What the hell? You're not okay, we are chief. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we get who marry, a few months later, a dream comes, a blessing for the kids. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? 2 years later, another dream comes, a blessing for the second child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Please, I advise you, excel in the grace of giving. Now for me, it is my advice. Okay? But God is telling you in the word that excel in the grace of giving. And he's telling you that not because he means you evil, but he wants to bless you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? If you excel in that, then in all things, at all times, you will have all that you need.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen? Back in the day before we moved to our house and before I left my wife, my job, my dad, man, God, I used to give. When I was in Zoe, man, I used to talk about giving. Eh? Okay? It was my thing. You know? When I would enter that elevator, I would just flow, you know. Then, one day, Maria gets a dream. And in that dream, she sees me with a very big check. Okay, bank check, a big one, like those are, they're called what? Mr. Mama, eh? Double check. But it was big, yeah? Okay? And in the dream, Jesus told her, that is the amount of money that is coming to Moses. Okay? And then he told her that if you also want, okay, to get that amount in the money, do what he does. And of course, God, she knew that God was about what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have waited for that money. That dream was around 2 or 13, man, 2 or 3. Okay? Then just like a year or so later, that dream of governor, BOU, anyway, you know, they all come. Even just this year, it failed. Okay? Mutabili again after. Anyway, he said, yeah, that money has to come because God is faithful.
Yeah.
And when it comes, Jeff, we're going to eat life. We're going to eat a lot. Okay? But there will be sacks of sin and you have to go to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.